Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Learning Masechtas Yumin Afnan Heyam and Aleph. I want to give on the shir the Mitzayef also the Afnan Dalet a little bit to the shir. I didn't give shir on Afnan Dalet. I'll speak a little bit about Afnan Dalet and the rest on the sugya here on Afnan Hey. On Afnan Dalet, the Gemara spoke about the Kuvim. There were two memories on Afnan Dalet and Aleph. The Gemara brought Amrav Ketina, Mishayi Seisol El Neregel Megalna Mesa Parechis, Samal Mesa Kruvim Shem Urim Zebezeh. That when Klai Yisrael's El Neregel, they rolled up the Parechis, and they showed him the Kruvim that were intertwined with each other, Amalan, Ruchi Baskam of Thea Makam Chiba Zachar Nekeva. They showed the tremendous love that Hashem has with Klai Yisrael like a Chiba Zachar Nekeva. The Gemara talks about, it was a Mikdash Rishon, so where was the Parechis? You had Amatraxin, if it was a Mikdash Sheni, where was the Kruvim? The Gemara says it was a Parechis of Mikdash Rishon. We spoke about that in the previous shurim. And then the Gemara says that it could be a Mikdash Sheni. Racham Yaakov says, Lalo Mikdash Sheni. And the Kruvim were Kruvim de Tzursa. There were pictures of Kruvim on the wall. Then the Gemara says, in the Nalan of the days, Amr Shlokish, Bishar Shinichlish to Nachem Lehechel, when the Nachem came into the Hechel, Ro Kruvim Amurim Zevizet. They saw the Kruvim that were intertwined with each other. I'd see him, Lashuk, they brought him out to the street. So the Rimakash, the Imbav Basha, Nav Sadik Tes, the Gemara says that there's a stirim by Moshe's Kruvim says Pneim Isha Lachiv, by Shleimah's Kruvim says Pneim Labayas, and the Gemara there says, Bizman Shah, you saw Iskim Sayyid Shamakim, they were Pneim Isha Lachiv, Bizman Ain Iskim Sayyid Shamakim, Pneim Labayas, at least that was one shot in the Gemara. But Al Kapana, the Migash has a kasha like this. He says that Mavur in the Gemara there, that the Kruvim was standing side by side. And that's Mavur in the Pesukim and Malachim that way. The Kruvim, there was really two Kruvim. There was the Kruvim on the Ard that Moshe Rabbeinu made, which were facing each other. And there was Kruvim that Shlomo HaMelech made, that was standing on the floor of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And they were standing side by side. So the question is, and I think Kumi is asking even on the Kruvim that Moshe Rabbeinu made, they weren't Urim Zeh B'Zeh, they weren't intertwined with each other. They were standing side by side. What's pshat in the Gemara that they were Urim Zeh B'Zeh? So he first asked in the Gemara of Yisrael El Neregel, that what's pshat them legal in the Parechis and show them the Kruvim Urim Zeh B'Zeh? They weren't, they were standing side by side. So Zakhtari Magash, the whole year, they were standing side by side. But B'Shas Aliyah Neregel, then they were Urim Derech Neis, to show the chiba. In other words, they would walk over to each other and start hugging each other to show Klal Yisrael the chiba, chibas lefnei amaket. But really, they weren't murim zeh b'zeh. Maybe they were playing zeh l'zeh, but they weren't murim zeh b'zeh. That's what the Rimigash says. Now he asks another kasha, b'shas churban, the goyim saw the kruv murim zeh b'zeh. That wasn't his man chiba. Why were they murim zeh l'zeh then? So he doesn't ask, like other Rishayim ask the kasha that b'ein v'tzein ishamakim wasn't playing mishalachiv. He's asking him differently. He's asking that they weren't Murim Zeh B'Zeh. So they're telling me that by the Eile Regel they're Murim Zeh B'Zeh because of the Chiva, so why would that happen by the Svash HaSachur? But he also asked the Kasha that they're playing Labais. But the Rimagash says that that was Bederech Neis that was made specifically to Mevazek Klal Yisrael. That's the Pshat. Why they Dafko Murim Zeh B'Zeh B'Shash HaSachur? Because Hashem wanted Mevazek them. Could be the remez is that they were taking advantage of the Chiva. And not being Aisir Ritzayin or Shemakim to deserve the Chiba, so the Chiba itself was Nefek Lem L'Rayit. I say it could be the Pshat. And then Rimigash doesn't say, Chloe just says it was a Derech Neis to Mevazinim. Now, the Rishayinim bring down the Rimigash, the Ramban and the Ritva there, and the Ritva here, and they just bring down that Teretz. In the Rimigash that we have, he has another Teretz, before he says his Teretz, that the reason why they were Derech Neis B'shas the churban is Hashem wants to show the goyim that there's chiba. And could be the Indian is like this, that as far as the shaykhis that Klal Yisrael has to Hashem, there, good. There's Aisim Rasen Yishmakim, there's Ein Aisim Rasen Yishmakim. But when it comes to the goyim, Klal Yisrael compared to the goyim, even in the worst times, Hashem wants to show no. As far as you're concerned, war is going to be more zeh b'zeh. As I make sure Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Amrim Aisim Hashem v'chuli. But when Bilam wants him to call a Klal Yisrael, no. Lahim v'dafim v'yakev l'ram will be Yisrael. As I understand, if that's shot in the Rimagash. As far as the Eden are concerned, good. There's Eisim Shem Yishamakim. And there's an interesting sign of Shavakim. As far as the Goyim are concerned, there's always Chiba. But the kids in the two pshat in the Rimagash. One pshat is Fakeru's a Nes Lura, to show that, to be Mavazinem, that the Goyim should think that they're being Isaac Gedvar Malolu. And the other is to show the Chiba Bifnei Goyim, even Bishas Vechurban. Now, the Chreinim go along a little bit the second pshat. There's a Parashas Drachim at the end of Drush Chav Gimel. He says, one pshat he says, is that Stam, that Isaac Mitzayin Shemaga, Isaac Mitzayin Shemaga was Bechayel. Bechayel is no Bezunder Asheras Hashchina. Is a male lagun. Isaac Mitzayin Shemaga will make him pay him Mishalachim. Ain Isaac Mitzayin Shemaga him pay him Levayis. But Shabbos and Yantiv is always Asheras Hashchina. And the male way Shabbos and Yantiv, no matter what, they pay him Mishalachim. So that answers the question of the Oil of the Regal. But he says that Tisha B'Av also is a Yantiv. Tisha B'Av is a Krimayin. Tisha B'Av is a Helikatag. And Mela, that's why, on Tisha B'Av, no matter what, will be paying Mishalachit. But then he says another pshat, that, okay, that since Klai Yisrael is having such a tzara of the Shekhinahs, even if they ain't Eisim Seinu Shemakim, but the Eibish wanted to show, B'chol Tzorosim Leitzor, that the Eibish is Mitzarim B'Tzorosim Shal Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael says this also, it's already from the Prashas Rachim, who's from the Bala Mishnah Lamelech. But the Bnei Yisrael says it from the Mizrachi Magid. He said one of his Talmidim asked him, there was Taka, the Pshat, the Krum, Murim, B'Shas Krum, and there were Enoisim, B'Tzenu, Shemakim. And the Magid said cryptically, Chaschayim Vadim Lufkadishte B'Shah Shietzel Lederech. Now that's the Chayr what he meant. That since Klal Yisrael was leaving, the Taka deserved the Murim Zev Zev, the final hug from the Eivish, the Lahiris Chibasim, even when the Enoisim, B'Tzenu, Shemakim. Now the Ritva interessant. Now, as a matter of fact, we have the Erech two Terutzim. We have the Teretz that is an Eis L'Ra. That's the Rim Megash. The Rabban brings it, the Ritva brings it in Bava Basra and here. It's an Eis L'Ra. And we have the Teretz that the Eibishter wanted to show Chiba even then, either because Lefnei HaGoyim he wanted to show Chiba, or because Sanyantif was always that way, or because Mechol Tzerasim Leitzar, Nechayev Anam Lefkadishtah, Mishal Sheetz L'Der. But now there's another Teretz that the Ritva says in Bava Basra, it's interesting, Ritva Bava Basra says his Teretz, he likes it. The Ritva here brings his Teretz B'Shem Yeshman Teretzim, but here he's Matcha the Teretz. It's interesting. But the Teretz is that the Kruvim, and this answers all the kashas, that the Kruvim here was a Mayasheni. The Kruvim was a Kruvim Ditzursa. So the Kruvim Ditzursa, first the kashas, they weren't intertwined altogether. They were side by side. The Teretz says Kruvim Ditzursa were Gemara Yishulavayis, like the Gemara says. And the second kash is, they weren't Eisim Ritzayin HaShemakim, the Teretz is the Kruv and the Tzur, so we're always intertwined. Even when they're Eisim Ritzayin HaShemakim, they have a picture on the wall. And then Mrs. Rashi L'Chari says this Teretz, because Rashi says, by the Goyim that Tzim L'Shuk, Kiblum min HaKaisel, they peeled them off the wall, clearly talking about the Kruv and the Tzur. But the Ritva here in Yuma doesn't like this Teretz. Why? Because he says, so what was the Chiba? If they're always Murim, what was the Chiba? If the pshat is the only Murim when the Eisim Ritzayin HaShemakim, so the Murim shows that the Eisim Ritzayin HaShemakim. But if they're always Murim, they're Kruvim the Tursa, so what's the Chiba? But I once heard Geshmak from the Rav Minsky Rebbe, that he said, other Rebbe, that was the Chiba. He said, you know, there's a Havi Rabbin, there's a Havi Salem. Sometimes Hashem shows us a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous Ahava, but that's somewhat to you, B'davik. As much as we're Davik in the Eivish, the Eivish is Davik to us, Hashem Tzilchak Yidua. Like a shadow that follows with you, Kavayim Panim Alpanim. But there's a Havas Olam, an everlasting love, which is also Milosh and Helen, deep down. That there, the Havas there, it's not Tuliy B'Davar. They're always Murim Zeh B'Zeh. So the Kruvim, the regular Kruvim, that shows the Havagluya. The Havagluya is Takatali. You have to be Zeicha to it. But the Kruvim, the Tzursa, the picture that's on the wall, that shows the premius, that shows the hidden ahava, which is always there. So that's what the Bayis Sheni, they didn't have Kruvim. But they're Makalas, the prayer, because it showed the Kruvim, the Tursa. That doesn't matter that you don't have Kruvim. There's always pictures of Kruvim. There's always inner Kruvim that are there, and that's not totally Makal and Eisim Yitzayin Shemakim. And that Kruvim was the Madhidin B'Shas Sechurvin as well. That's what I heard from Naminsky Rebbe. The beer. And the Rishayim that say the Teretz have proven the Tursa, so be an Iflamite. And now let's get into the Sugya here on Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings down the Kacha Yemeina that you say Achas for the Achas Lamala, and for the Sheva Lamata you say Achas Achas, Achas Vishtayim, Achas Vishalash, Achas Vishava, Achas Vyarba, Achas Vishomish, Achas Vishesh, Achas Vishet. And the machlokes remain Reb Yehuda, which is not really a machlokes, Ma'akiyasre, if you do achas first, or you do the number first. And then the Gemara says, the kuli alma zor rishayin etzrichim minyanim kalachas v'achas ma'itama. Everyone holds that the first hazah needs to, you need to recount it again with the seven hazahs. Why? Reb Elazar says, shalayita b'hazahs, you shouldn't make a mistake with hazahs. Reb Yechanan says, no, it's exeris akasiv. Amr kalaf nech kaparis yaza. Shein tam aloim al yaza, ma tam aloim yaza. Liman al azor yishayin etzrichim minyan kalachas v'achas. The Yaza teaches you that you need a separate minion of the Azori Shayna with each one. It might be Nayim. It gives Nayim Shalom Manav Shalom Torah. And Kanda Gemara. So what does it mean Shalom Yit? That's interesting. Rashi says he should have a little space in between the Azois so he should be able to concentrate better on the minion that he won't make a Tois. The Tais Hashanim says another Pshat. He brings from the Rivam. And if you don't count again the first one together with the other seven, you might count, start the seven with two. You might do the Achas Amal as one, and the Sheva Lamati, you might do two, three, four. That's how Teis Hashanim learns. And he says, so what's wrong? Why not just go till eight? So he says, that's the din. That's a din that you have to stop with seven. You can't stop with eight. It brings the Yishalmi that says that way. The Rambam's also mashed. The Rambam says, Loshen Rambam is Lama Manakacha. Why do they count in this particular way? Achas, Achas, V'achas. Shem Yishak V'im Nazari Shayna Mechlal HaSheva. Maybe you'll count the first Hazah as part of the seven. But it doesn't go to the second part. The Teis Hashanim is saying the second part, so why not go till eight? And the answer is no, you're only supposed to count seven. Now, the Mashmais is that everyone agrees you need Minyan, and it also even would seem that everyone agrees that Minyan is Ma'akiv. The only question is the Minyan of repeating the Achas Lamala with the Sheva Lamata, is that also Ma'akiv? That's what Reb Yechanan holds. And Reb Elazar is only Shem Yitta, and the Rambam passes like Reb Elazar. So what's the Makar B'chalai need Minyan? Well, who state the Din Minyan? How do you understand the Din Minyan? Teis Shana brings the Makar from the Teres Kainim. Teres Kainim says, Sheva, since it says Sheva Pamim, it doesn't say Sheva Tipin, that's Mashma Minyan. So as you can learn, Sheva Pamim is Mashma, they have to say Minyan. The Gvur Siri seems to learn that way, and he wants to know, Eibazer, so where does it say Minyan by Achas Lamala? So according to Rabbi Yechanan, so that pasuk of Yaza tells you minyan. If it tells you a minyan, so implied in that is a minyan for itself. But according to Beleza, you don't really have a minyan im kolach avechad, hain or ni minyan altogether. And also, Sheva Pamet only says by the par. How do you know by the sar? And also, it only says it by lefnai lefnim. How do you know by the ayel ma'id? So as I, maybe you'll say, you learn it out from a hekesh, because the Gemara learns that all these things from a hekesh, that, like the Gemara had, that, and later the Gemara has a hekesh. They have a hekesh. But his kasha was a hekesh should only go on the meister, not on dibur. As a rai from the Gemara, hekesh it says kenyasa. So how do you know it's going on dibur? The hekesh is only on meister. So the Gemara Suri wants a tiny, so it's derabanan. I mean, the rai said there's only one dominion on the sheva lamat of the par. And only lefnai and lefnim, but min harabbanan they also said on the achas lamala and the sheva lamata of the sur, and also on the sheva achas lamala and sheva lamata, both the par and the sur of the oil main, all that's the harabbanan zera utter the sheva lamata of the par. As a tiny digvura sevi. Now he wants to know another thing. If every time the Torah says sheva pamim instead of sheva tibim now tells you need a minion, so there's a lot of other places that you need a minion. You have, let's say, let's say by Yom Kippur, it says, after Yom Arev Lekranis, right, you do the Matanis of Nayel Lefnim, you do Matanis of the El Mayid, you do four Matanis on the Kranis, you do seven Altirai. So it says, V'hizam is back, Sheva Pamim, Lefnei Hashem. So it says Pamim, says you need a minion. Now the Parahelm Davish El Tzibur, and the Parakayim Mashiach, where you do seven Azayis Lefnei HaPareches, also says Sheva Pamim, says you need a minion. Also the Lake Shemin of the Mitzayah. When you have the Lake Shemin of the Mitzayah, you put it on the Bayin Yada V'chuli, you also do Azah of Sheva Pamim. So it says Sheva Pamim, Shina Minyan. Also when you shech the Parah Aduma, before you burn it, you mazit the dam, connect the Hechel, it says Sheva Pamim. So you need a Minyan. So why do you need a Minyan? Never says anywhere that these things need a Minyan. But he says, you know, maybe they do need a Minyan. So how come the Mishnah only said the Minyan by Azah's parents, sorry? Because there was a big Chiddush. They need a minion of achas l'mal of sheves l'mata, and you do the achas and achas v'achas and achas v'shtayim v'chuli. But b'emes and everything needs a minion. And he mentions the Mishnah in Masechtas Parah Perek Dal Mishnah Beis and the Rash there, which is Mashmei in the Dominion. And we'll get to that in a second. But that's the chari how the Gvura Sevi is learning, that Sheva Pamim is Xeris Akasav, you need Minyan. It's a din, you need to count, it's a, you have to need this Gvisa Dibur of a Minyan. And he's bothered that the Hekesh only goes in Asiya, the Hekesh doesn't go on Dibur, Samel and Echanami, there it's the Rabbanan, and everyone else that says Sheva Pamim, also you need a Minyan, not a problem. The Mikdash David, it's in Simach of Gimel, Eis Dalin, he says a Pshan in the Josh of the Torah is kind of like this. He says, the drash of Sheva Pam Vle Sheva Tipim, what does it say Minyan? It doesn't really say Minyan. What does it say? It says you need seven hazois, not just seven drops, not one hazal with seven drops. You need seven separate hazois. Seven vizundar hazois, that's what you need. That's what Sheva Pamim is. So where do you see Minyan? So Zak the Mikdash David, if you don't do Minyan, how are you going to, what's mechalik them into two different hazois? Elamai, because you put your finger in the dam again. But he said, there's such a thing that even two tefillahs can be starved for one azar. Like the Gemara says in Tzvachim, if you hold that azar needs a shear, you can be mashlim shear with another tefillah. So, the fact that you would tevil your finger again doesn't make it a separate azar. The only thing that could possibly make it a separate azar is minyan. That's the din minyan. Sheva Paman tells you need seven separate azars. How does it become seven separate azars? With minyan. Now he's also masking that you need minyan by the other cases also. For the same thing, it says Sheva Pamim, seven separate azois. There also a minyan has to make him the seven separate azois. Because according to the Mikdash David Ladaiti, you don't have a kasha that the Hekish can't go on it because it's not a din in the Dibur. It's a din in the Maisa. Once he's saying it's me Iker a din of Sheva Hazois, and it doesn't have a chaleshem sheva hazoyis without minyan, so avad that I would apply not only lefnai lefnim only dam apar, but a dam asar also din sheva hazoyis. By el mayz also din sheva hazoyis, and that's you learn from the hekesh. So avad that it'll be a din minyan, not like the gvura sevi that's the rabbanim. Now there's a third shaft from the Brisker Rav. We'll get to it, but first I want to say over the Mishnah in Masechtas Parah. The Mishnah in Masechtas Parah is Perek Dal Mishnah Beis. This is what the Mishnah says: He's a mishishis shvius. The chazav he's a shvius psula. If let's say, from instead of the sixth, you made it the seventh, and then you amazed the seventh, it's pasul. We're talking about the paraduma, the azayis that you're doing on the dam paraduma before you burn the paraduma. Mishvius shminis, the chazav he's a shminis ksheira. But if you did from the seventh, eight, and then you did eight, then it's kasher. So what does it mean, he's a mishisha shvius? So it's a machlekes Rash and the Pirish Mishnayos Rambam. The Rash says that if you count, right, you're supposed to do seven kesidron. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 6, and then you do seven, so it's possible because six gotta be six and seven gotta be seven. You can't do seven before six. You're being mahapach v'yaisus here. So man, it doesn't work. Mashenkin, if you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, and then 7, 8 doesn't mean anything. There is no 8th hazar. So you stam set, you stam talked. So Mamela, that's not a problem. If you called the 6th one 7, so you did the 7th hazar before the 6th. So Mamela, that's absurd. You gotta do the 6th one before the 7th. But if you did the 8th, you called the 7 8. So what do you mean you did the 8th Hazar before the 7? There is no 8th Hazar. So you stam talked. Stam made a tais. So that's fine. Now the Rambam learns differently. The Rambam learns he's a shishis shvius means that when you were about to do the 6th Hazar, you did 2 Hazaris and 1 Tvila. You did 2 Hazaris and 1 Shat. So that's no good because you don't have 7 Hazaris. But if when you were about to do the 7, you did 8th, meaning you did 2 Azayis and 1 Shat on 7, that's okay, because that was 7th, so it could be 7 and 8, that doesn't matter that there was an extra Azar. If by 6 you did 6 and 7, so you don't have 7, because you did 6 and 7 together, so you're missing the 7. Now Shane Cain, if by 7 you did 7 and 8, so that was 7, doesn't matter that you added an 8. So according to Rambam, it's not going to do with minyan. The guy knows the learns this way. But according to the Rash, so the Rash is saying that the problem is that you did 7, And when you did six, you called that seven. But the problem with the Rashi is Mimanavshach. If you need a minyan, so why is it good if you call the seven eight? Enichlam eight doesn't count, but you never said it was seven. So you're missing the din minyan on the seventh Azar. Elamai, you don't need a minyan. So what's the pshat when you say the sixth is seven, it's a problem. You don't need a minyan b'chol. What's Pasha pshat in the Rash? So the Mikdash David wants to say Lefidarka like this. The Mikdash David again, we said. What's pshat a minyan according to the Mikdash David? That's time that you have to say minyan. You need a minyan to make it into seven separate Azars. Otherwise it's all one big Azar. So if, this is his Reshman, if you did like this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. And that's the case. You called the 6, 7, and then you did 7. So, kumtais, two of the azayis, you said the same minyan, 7. So those two are not considered two. Those two are one. So if you called the 6th, 7, and then did 7, here's the mishishis shvius, v'chaz of yizu shvius. If the 6th you called 7, and then you said 7, so you weren't mafrid 6 and 7, you called them both 7. So that's not two separate azayis. Mashiach, if you like this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8. So good, you're mafrid it. So what, you called it 8. It's not a problem. Each one had a separate number. Okay, you did the wrong number for 7, you called it 8, but that's not a problem. That's how he touches it. So la'ilam, you need a minion. But the 7 one, the fact, you only need a minion in order to consider them separate as ice. And the 7, the 1-7 that you did, if you called it 8, it's still separate as are. Mashiach, if you called 6-7, and then you called 7-7, so two Azayis had the same name 7, they're not separate Azayis. Geshmak of Shab, I think the Rash is not saying that. The Rash's Lashon is that Shevik Sivka Sidron, V'humana Shviyas Kaidim Shishas, Shekar L'Shishas Shviyas, V'chazaviz Shviyas Psula, D'Be'inan Sheikru L'Shishas Shishas, U'L'Shviyas Shviyas, V'loishe Yakdim Zulazu. According to Mikdash David, that's not the problem. The problem is that you called both of them Shviyas. He says the problem is that you did 7 before 6. Now the Pirush HaRosh says pretty clearly, Fakert. The Pirush HaRosh says the reason why Karl Shminis Shviyas is good is because I don't need minyan. The Pirush HaRosh says like this. Well, if you called 6, 7, so you did the wrong minyan, that's a problem. If you didn't say any minyan, then it's good. If you do the wrong minyan, then it's a problem. So what's pshat in that? And that's a mashmash to the Rash also. If there's no minyan, it's fine. That's why when you call 7-8, it's fine. Because, okay, so you don't have a minyan. Doesn't matter. And I it's a wrong minyan. No, because 8 doesn't count. It's just down stupidity. But when you call 6-7, so you made the wrong minyan, you did the 7-1 before the 6-1, that's a problem. What's the pshat? So the Brisker of, it's in Chedushim and Rizal Evi L'Rambam Melchitzul and Mikdashim, it's Daf Mem Tes in the Daf Yer Seif, he says in Upshat. He says, how does Sheva Pama mean minyan? Right? Like we said, the Mikdash David said, because it means seven separate Azayis. Like the Brisker of, no. It's anyway seven separate Azayis. But the Yisayin Adavar is, it's not good enough to have seven separate Azayis. You need a first Hazar, a second Hazar, a third Hazar, a fourth Hazar, a fifth Hazar, a sixth Hazar, a seventh Hazar. He brings it to Sefta, which Kamat says is Klar. The Sefta says, if seven Kahanim are Mazah B'Vas Achas, that's possible. But if seven Kahanim are Mazah B'Vas Achas, then we're talking about the Paraduma, that's Kasher. And the Rash brings it to Sefta and he explains, because Sheva Pamim means you need Zeh Hazeh. It's like the Heinein Advarim. When seven Kahanim are Mazav Asachas, you have seven separate Azayis. But you don't have a first, a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, and a seventh. They're all at the same time. So which is the first, which is the second, which is the third? There is none. But if seven Kahanim are Mazav Asachaseh, so that means you have a first, a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, and a seventh. So he says, that's the pshat in the Rash and the Rush. Minyan's not ma'akev. Why? Because it's mela that way. It's a mela. This is, if you did it first, so it's first. If you did it second, it's second. But if you called the sixth, seventh, so you shtel the vect that, no, this is not the sixth, this is the seventh. That means he did the seventh before the sixth. No, you can't do that. You got to do the sixth before the seventh. In Pamim Shteita Chiddush, that there's a first and a second and a third and a fourth and a fifth and a sixth and a seventh. So if you do it with Adam Minyan, so it's a male that way. But if you decide that, no, this is not the sixth, this is the seventh. I'm doing the seventh before the sixth. So then Yom HaPach V'Yetzer is here. So it's possible. If I do the eighth before the seventh, there is no eighth. So you did nothing. So the Mitzvah is the seventh. But if you do the seventh before the sixth, there is a seventh. And you have to do the seventh after the sixth. You did the seventh before the sixth, so you passed it. So that's how he teaches our Gemara. Rabbi Yechanan, he says, clearly holds that there's a din, you have to shtel it avek with the minyan. And not only have to shtel it avek with the minyan, you have to always say the minyan of Achas Lamala also, to shtel avek, that the Sheva Lamata are Sheva Lamata, with the minyan, they come after the Achas Lamala. And all that you have to do with the minyan. That's Rabbi Yechanan. But Rabbi Elazar holds no. Rabbi Elazar holds you don't need a minyan. The main thing in Rabbi Elazar is, you can't be taya in the minyan. If you're going to count, you got to count right. Because if you count wrong, then you're being mahabach the minyan. But if you don't count at all, loimana v'leita, that's good according to Rabbi Elazar. Because this memela works that way. That's how he's nazma. So he says, the ta, that there's a problem, is not a ta that you're going to do one less hazar. That of course is a problem. The ta is that you're going to call 7-6. If you're going to mix up the minyan, then even Rabbi Elazar is a problem. Because Rabbi Elazar is maskim. That there has to be a number 1, a number 2, a number 3, a number 4, a number 5, a number 6, a number 7. So say, Be'erkin holds, the only way it becomes that way is by you saying it that way. Otherwise, it's not that way. Rabbi Elazar says, no, it's a mele that way. But if you say it's makert, that passes it, like we said. That's how the Brisker Rebbe learns the Gemara.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.